more powerful than the sun.
On August 6, 1945, an American bomber took off from Tinian in the Mariana Islands near Guam in the western Pacific, carrying within its bowels the first atomic bomb. Never before in the history of mankind had the forces of such destruction been placed in the hands of men. Japan was the destination, but bad weather, supposedly, forced the plane away from its primary targets. Large urban cities like Tokyo or military industrial centers would have made more sense to attack. In 1945, however, almost all the Catholics in Japan lived in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. In fact, Nagasaki had been the scene of the first bloody persecutions against Catholics back in 1597. Two atom bombs were dropped by the United States, and both times, bad weather had forced the bombs to be dropped on these two unimportant cities instead, all but destroying the Catholic Church's presence in that country. At 8:15 a.m., the furies of hell were unleashed upon Hiroshima. Instantaneously, 500,000 people were killed, vaporized, erased from the face of the earth. Instantaneously, 500,000 people gone. The city was destroyed, buried in radioactive rubble, leaving behind nothing but death, agony, and sorrow. The devastation was stark and complete. Almost. Search parties were sent out to explore the wreckage and chronicle the totality and depth of the destruction, the likes of which had never before been witnessed by men. As they slowly approached the epicenter of the blast, they made a shocking discovery. One building alone stood untouched, while all else had been reduced to dust and debris. Just 8 blocks from the atomic bomb's deadly point of contact, the Jesuit Church of Our Lady's Assumption was still standing. But waiting for them inside the church was an even more startling discovery that defied the best explanations that the greatest scientific minds could conceive. The 4 Jesuit priests assigned to the church were still alive. When asked to explain how they survived such a destructive force, they simply replied that they strove to live as Our Lady of Fatima requested. This included praying the rosary and making other acts of reparation to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Almighty God had sent His Most Holy Mother to Fatima, Portugal in 1917 with warnings for the world. God was fed up with the number and enormity of mankind's sins and was about to punish the world in ways more severe than ever before. He demanded that people stop offending him and his mother and that reparation be made, especially for the sins and offenses against the Blessed Virgin Mary. Heaven's message was that the Mother of God was humanity's last chance for peace. God wanted His Mother loved and respected as she deserved. If enough people did not change their attitude and behavior towards the Queen of Heaven and Earth, or make the necessary reparation, then God would let the full force of His justice be felt. By 1939, the world had not sufficiently heeded the demands of God and the requests of His mother. And so God permitted World War II as a punishment to humanity for its sins and its lack of penance and conversion. Pope Pius XII said in the early 1950s that the world then was far more evil than ever before in the entire history of mankind. He made a point of adding that it was even worse than at the time of the flood. And who does not recognize that the sins of the world in the early 1950s pale in comparison with those of today? How much longer will God wait for penance and conversion before He punishes us again? The devastating blast of the world's first atomic bomb was a literal and symbolic manifestation of the depth of God's anger and the swiftness of His justice. But God also keeps His word if we do what He demands of us. In the midst of the deadliest destructive power that man had ever unleashed up to that point in time, God protected a small band of Catholics who had been obedient to God's call. The energy of an atomic blast is similar to that of the sun. These Jesuit priests gratefully recognized the miraculous protection of their queen, who is more powerful than the sun. They immediately launched a rosary crusade begging Our Lady of Fatima to obtain peace for the world and for Japan. On August 15th, just 9 days later, on the feast of the Assumption of Our Lady, the very name of the church that she had protected, that peace came.